As we've been reporting, Governor Gavin Newsom plans on issuing a moratorium on the death penalty in California while he's in office. His action will spare the lives of more than 700 death row inmates. Newsom plans to sign an executive order granting reprieves to all 737 Californians awaiting execution. In a statement, Mr. Newsom will call the death penalty a failure. Joining us now on the KCBS Newsline, Professor Rory Little from UC Hastings College of Law. Professor, will this be a very significant announcement from the governor?
Well, I think it's a huge announcement, not just because Governor Newsom has done it, but because California holds about a quarter of all the people on death row in the United States. And I believe Governor Newsom has said he intends to keep this in place until he is no longer in office, which could be a long time. So, you know, the death penalty has suffered all kinds of criticism: too expensive, racially discriminatory, random in some sense. Innocent people have been exonerated over time who've been on death row. So that he's really playing, I think, to his conscience, but also to all these different concerns about the death penalty.
Many would say, Professor, since we haven't executed an inmate since 2006, that there's really not a lot behind this. But is there really?
Well, you know, the state's been pretty schizophrenic about this. There has not been an execution since 2006. On the other hand, the people of the state of California have rejected repeal efforts for the death penalty twice during that time, and 2 years ago passed a proposal that would speed up the death penalty. So I'd say that the state is pretty divided on this. He must understand that this will be politically controversial. There'll probably be lawsuits filed, but it doesn't look like those lawsuits would have much opportunity to actually prevent him from doing this. He has the constitutional authority to delay executions.
I wanted to kind of clear up a statement here. Some people are saying there's a difference between commutation and what he is doing, the governor, that is, and maybe we should clarify that.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. So a moratorium is simply a delay. In other words, we're going to delay the execution. Now, the governor, I think, is going to say that he's delaying it sort of without an end point. He's not the first governor to do this. There have been four or five governors in the last 20 years who've done this. Usually they establish commissions to then study the problems with the death penalty. And in a couple of states, the state has then gone on to repeal the death penalty. But this is not vacating their sentence. They will still have death sentences hanging over them. They will not be released. They may be moved to a non-death row facility, but that remains to be seen. It's a very significant announcement, but it doesn't really change anybody's sentence since we're not executing in this state anyway these days.
Yeah, and as we mentioned, there are 737 Californians that are currently on death row. And as you say, some may be moved around, but apparently they will not be executed.
Right. It looks like this is going to, you know, there were 25 people who were ready for execution. That is, all their appeals and administrative efforts have failed. So at some point, we would have begun executing were it not for the governor's action tonight.
And that is Professor Roy Little from UC Hastings College of Law. Again, Governor Gavin Newsom plans on issuing a moratorium on the death penalty here in California while he's in office. His action will spare the lives of more than 700 death row inmates, and he is planning on making that executive order tomorrow.